This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Do you want to see the playoffs expanded? Because it looks like that's about to happen. Now, I know we brought this up recently with baseball, and everybody lost their minds because they're like, I'm a purist. I can't have more baseball teams in the playoffs. I'm a Rangers fan. I need my baseball team to have a chance to be in the playoffs. It doesn't happen that often. And also the Cowboys. I want more opportunities for the Cowboys to be in the playoffs. And they announced yesterday that as they are getting closer to the new CBA, which it sounds like the owners have conceded the 17-game schedule, if they can include another playoff game, because that would help them financially, right? Like, that would add some extra revenue to the business.
There is still a proposal on the table, though, to get both, where they would kick in another 0.5% of the revenue, which is so much freaking money.
I think
to
this
the players.
I think this is it is to the players.
Yep.
How much money is 0.5% of revenue?
It's tens of millions of dollars.
So it's thousands of dollars to each player.
I don't know if they're working off of the $16 billion that they made in 2018 that we know of. We don't know what they made yet in this upcoming season.
Yeah.
So
it'd be like $80 million.
Jeez. They would spread out across
0.5%.
Across 253 players. Is that what it is?
No, it's more than that.
Okay.
But still, I mean, it's a nice extra chunk of money for sure.
From the 214, I'd vote on no expansion as is, but yes, with the amendment of a second seed bye. So I do ask that question. Do you think that adding more playoff teams, it's what? Two playoff teams?
Yeah, one per conference.
One per conference. Do you think that dilutes the playoffs?
Yes. Yes, I do. And because the NFL has I thought they had the best playoff system. But I mean, you've kind of seen that this is the way it goes. Like NHL, NBA, they're almost maxed out in terms of the ridiculous number of playoff teams that they have. Major League Baseball has continued to expand and might expand even further. But the NFL has held firm, I think, at this number since like 1990. And I was just looking at some of the Twitter responses, and some of them are really funny. Benjamin Albright from the NFL Network, he said, the NFL has basically the best playoff format not named March Madness. The NFL, we should change it. And then another one I liked is alternate proposal from the NFL push for ownership. 32 teams make the playoffs in a 64-team March Madness-style tournament. And like, that's just... I don't think we need another.
So hold on, you want a tournament? Do you want a tournament in the middle of the season?
No, I'm kidding.
A mid-season
NFL
tournament.
No, I don't. But the person I feel the worst for.
Each team plays one quarter.
Is somebody tweeted out, if the NFL had this format like 10 years ago, Jeff Fisher would have never missed the playoffs. I feel really bad for him. He's the one whose legacy took a hit on this. He could have made the playoffs so many more times.
Best regular season coach we've ever seen.
Same with Jason Garrett.
I don't mind this, and I believe the reason the NFL is coming up with this is, yes, it does add one extra playoff game in the wild card round, is the Cowboys can't get it right. The Cowboys draw the ratings so much in the regular season, and the NFL isn't going to cheat for the Dallas Cowboys, but they're like, son of a gun, man. Our most popular franchise in the NFL by far is the Dallas Cowboys, and they can't get it right for a quarter of a century. They can't figure out how to make the playoffs consistently. They can't figure out how to win in the playoffs. We can't make them win in the playoffs, but we can add an extra spot. And how many times over the last 10 years or so have the Cowboys missed, and somewhat missed by one spot? They would have not made the playoffs this year because there were teams that had better records overall. I think the Chicago Bears and the LA Rams would have gotten the extra spot if there was an extra spot. So it wouldn't have been the Cowboys making it. But I think part of this is our most popular team can't figure out how to make the playoffs. We're going to try to help the Cowboys out in this way.
And somebody just asked, if you're adding another wild card team, what does the wild card team ever do? So I wanted to look this up, and it goes back to when the Cowboys made Super Bowl X, and that's back in 1975. So you're talking about 44 years. In the last 44 years, a wild card team has made the Super Bowl 10 times. So once every 4 years. And then 6 times a wild card team has won it. So the interesting thing about that is, once every 4 years, a wild card team makes the Super Bowl, and once every 7 years, a wild card team wins the Super Bowl. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Mike said it could never be done, well, yet it's already been done at least 10 times.
I will say this. That's a great history of 44 years. Recently, and I think this is why they are trying
since
to
the get, Packers, I right, believe.
Since they, the last 7 years, 14 teams in a row had a bye. This eliminates one of those teams with a bye. So that means only one team, the best record, gets a bye. So our last seven Super Bowl matchups, the teams had a bye. So it's gotten to the point where it was just make the playoffs. And there was a nice history there from about 2005 to 2013 where if you just make the playoffs, it really didn't matter if you got a bye or not for the most part. But the last seven Super Bowls, 14 teams all had a bye in the playoffs.
So I guess my question then is, does this actually make it more competitive, or does it put those number one teams in a better position?
I think it makes it a little bit more competitive in the regular season because now instead of the top two teams getting a bye, it's only the one team that gets a bye. So you'll still have like your four division winners, but now you'll have three wild card winners, and it's only the number one seed that gets the bye. And then the three other division winners play the three wild card teams, and then you move into the divisional round based off of the winner. So you are eliminating a bye. And then for the owners, this makes all the sense in the world to me. And I kind of wonder if it does for the players, too, because the players are still looking at that philosophy of, I know the wild card teams haven't had success since the Packers took it down here, but they're like, hey, that's another team on each side for an opportunity to get in. And for the NFL, they're like, hey, these are two more TV slots that we can sell on that Saturday and Sunday.
Would the Cowboys have been in?
No.
They would not have been in this year. And that's what the
Rams and Bears would have both made it. But there's been plenty of times where the Cowboys have just missed out over the history of this horrible 25 years, the worst 25 years in Cowboys history by far that they've missed out. So I think they're looking at it going, how can we get the most popular team a better chance of making the playoffs? Because they're screwing it up left and right in Dallas, and we desperately want them in. They are the most popular team. They draw the most eyes, and yet we can't get them in the playoffs on a consistent basis because they're not good enough to do it.
It also gives an opportunity for, let's say there's a big injury to a player that happens in the middle of your season and it costs you a game or two, but you get that player back at the end of the season.
Would my counter argument not be this year's Kansas City Chiefs, who that exact thing happened to them and they didn't need any hocus pocus and they still won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, yeah, absolutely. But what about a team? We don't know what a team that has that situation happen that was on a run and then all of a sudden this one player got injured, they get him back at the end of the season. What could they have done? So it just allows for the opportunity for it to happen. I think that what they're doing is just allowing more opportunity for something to happen rather than eliminating. Plus, again, it allows more fan bases to be involved in playoff football. It's not a bad thing from their perspective. It's just we get more money, we get more eyes, we get more this. And I see what you're saying, Mike. I do wonder who was at the forefront of this. Was it the Cowboys that were like, hey, what should we add this? Because we know how powerful Jerry Jones is within the owners group.
And it's an end around to get that extra revenue source. So like, let's say
if Jerry was the one that was like, hey, do y'all think we should do this? Every owner said money. Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Oh, cause like, think about it. So you're the Players Association and you're like, we want 17 games. And you're like, not interested. Okay, what's another way that we can make money? We talked about it in the regular season. A regular season game is worth, in the TV package, $50 million per week. All right? So adding two more playoff games, which is what you would be able to do with the two extra playoff teams and the subtraction of a bye, that's a minimum of $100 million added to the revenue line every single year. Now, I would imagine you could charge even more since it's the playoffs and the TV contracts are coming up. So let's say it's $125, $150 million. So the owners look at this and they're like, all right, we might not get our 17th game as easily as we thought without giving up things that we really want. What if we added a playoff team? Because the players aren't going to hate that. You know, like there's no player sitting out there. I can't imagine there's like, you're going to make it easier for me to potentially get a run at the Super Bowl. I'm against it.
Does this devalue the regular season?
Yes. 100%.
Well, I mean, you still have teams that are going to be competing for the bye.
Not for me.
And then I still think you're going to have more teams competing for the last spot, so I think there are going to be less teams tanking.
Okay.
I don't mind them adding the extra wild card team.
All right, I want to swing back around to that in just one second because somebody sent in a text, and I actually think it might work the opposite of this. The 817, maybe fewer teams rest starters in week 16 or 17 or 17, 18. I don't know if that is the case. I see the potential for more teams to rest their starters because, like, let's say if you know you're not going to get that one bye, but you're already locked in to winning your division, I think more teams might be locked in ahead of time and they might be sitting more people. So I think this could make fantasy football even more complex. For me, it devalues what was the best regular season that we had, but it doesn't devalue it to the point where I'm like, I'm out on football. That's absurd.
I see what you're saying there, but I also see, like, for the first couple of years, just like with the LeBron or the game this year for the NBA All-Star game, it was competitive because of the way it was this year. In 6 years from now, I don't know if it'll be the same, but that might be the case, Kevin, where for the first couple of years, everybody's like, whoa, we got to get that last spot. And then later on down the road, you start seeing teams go, hold on, we figured this out a little better.
I think the public loves the do or die factor of the NFL. That's what drives it. There's only 16. And then when we got to the last 2 weeks of the season, we knew the Cowboys weren't a good team.
Yeah,
you had to be crazy if you thought the Cowboys were actually good this year. It didn't mean they were horrible. It just meant we knew they weren't good. But yet going into that Philly game and then the outside hope of the Washington game, it's like, oh, I'll watch this team just because there's an outside chance Philadelphia will lose and we'll still make it. Is now you would add possibly three other games to that scenario in week 16 and week 17 where teams are like, it's tough because you know you're not good. Because I think you bring up a great point, Corey or Kevin. They're going to have a team that's not very good make the final wild card spot, that extra wild card, third wild card spot. But yet you'll be more intrigued because you're like, well, we're not just playing out the last two games of the season. There's actually an outside chance of us going 8-8 or 9-7 and actually still making the playoffs.
From the 251, how are the players going to feel about playing an extra game for the same pay? That only impacts one team, like the number two seed that would normally get the bye, that only impacts them because the number seven seed that would get into the playoffs, they're going to be just fine with it. You know, like my season would be over otherwise, and now I'm still in the mix to win a Super Bowl. They're going to be just fine with it. I don't think you're going to get any complaints about that. From the 214, what happened to tradition keeping things the way they are? Because I think this is the first real radical change they've made to the structure since 2002 when the Texans came in, and then they just shuffled things up a little bit. That didn't change the number of teams because that goes all the way back to 1990. I want to go back and I want to check and see if there's a way to find out what all the reactions were in 1990. Was everyone like, oh my God, you're ruining football, blah, 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 blah. And then everything was just fine.
Yeah, it's going to be just fine.
I mean, football, I don't doubt that. And I'm not going to stop watching football. It's just not my favorite thing.
You need to. Football's not your favorite thing.
No. Wow, adding Kevin. The. Wow. No.
First Luka.
Adding the seventh team.
Romo, that is not, now football.
Most of those are not true.
Hey, real quick, I just saw this from the 105.3 The Fan Twitter account, and follow it at 105.3 The Fan, 105.3 The Fan, and FC Dallas.
I watch more football than you do.
Yeah, exactly. Are proud to present the 2020 season kickoff show. You can hang out with me and Kevin, Clark Hunt, Luchi Gonzalez, Paxton Pomacall, and Reggie Cannon Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here at the station. You come down to our performance center downstairs, and we'll all be hanging out. We have
this Monday,
the 2020 season kickoff, Monday, February 24th from 7 to 8 with that crew right there. We'll talk about it a little more, though.
All right, FC Dallas fans, we will see you there.